we've seen that for the Tantra, the stupa is the architectural embodiment not only of the world of so-called matter, but of the world of mind, the world of psycho-spiritual energy as well. But more than that even, eventually, for the Tantra, the stupa becomes identified with the human psychophysical organism itself. And a parallelism, as it were, is established between the elements on the one hand and what are called the chakras on the other. Chakras, or wheels, are centres of energy, of psycho-spiritual energy, situated at various points up along the spiritual equivalent of the median nerve. This spiritual equivalent of the median nerve is usually called avadhuti in Buddhist terminology, tantric terminology. And the chakras, which are strung out, as it were, up along that central, that median nerve, avadhuti, are often symbolized by lotus flowers. Lotus flowers with a larger or smaller number of petals. And as the energy ascends, as it goes from one stage to another, from lower to higher stages, these lotuses burst into bloom. Now, the chakras, the wheels, the centers of psycho-spiritual energy are strung out along the median nerve, are sometimes reckoned as 7 in number, sometimes reckoned as 5 in number, sometimes 4, sometimes even as 3 in number. It all depends on the type of spiritual practice that you're doing and the particular number of chakras which you require for that particular purpose. You don't have to use all of them all the time. It's rather like a piano. You don't have to use all the notes at the same time. You can select, as it were. But the Buddhist Tantra, we may say, usually operates with the set of 5 chakras, centres of psycho-spiritual energy. The first of these, the bottommost one, is situated 4 fingers' breadth below the navel. The second is situated at the navel itself. The third, at the heart. Fourth, at the throat. And the fifth, in or on the head. Now the first of these chakras, the one 4 fingers' breadth below the navel, is associated with the element earth. The second, the one at the navel itself, with the element water. The third, at the heart, with the element fire. The fourth, at the throat, with the element air. And the fifth, in or on the head, with the element space. There are various other sets of correlations, for instance, with letters of the alphabet, but there's no time to go into all that now. So in this way, through this associated symbolism, as it were, the stupa comes to represent the human body. The human body in the posture of meditation. And we can see a hint of this in the Nepalese stupa. The Nepalese stupa has painted on the harimika, on the sides of the harimika, the box-like structure which surmounts the spherical portion of the stupa, pairs of eyes. In the place, as it were, between the fourth and the fifth chakras. So that you get the impression as though there's a sort of human figure, maybe a gigantic human figure seated inside the stupa, meditating with his centres, his psychic centres, at points corresponding to the cube, the sphere, the cone, and so on. And the eyes looking out at you all the time, over the landscape. A rather awe-inspiring sight, especially when the stupa is several hundred feet high.